The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be reading about how smartphone typing patterns may be a tool for monitoring MS progression. Typing patterns in daily smartphone use show clinically relevant changes over time in people with multiple sclerosis, but not among healthy individuals, a study shows. Notably, these variations often coincided with clinically meaningful changes in measures of disease activity, disability, and/or fatigue in MS patients, and with or without changes in brain lesions. The findings suggest that analyzed MS patients' typing patterns over time may be an objective, continuous way to monitor disease progression, in contrast to the standard occasional clinical assessments. Tracking such smartphone typing patterns could potentially offer early clues of disease worsening and help physicians make better and more timely treatment decisions, the investigators said. These results are a first promising step toward using keystrokes and other typing patterns to help detect clinical changes in people with chronic diseases like MS, James Tuse, the study's first author, said in a press release. Tuse is a data scientist at Neurocast, a Dutch company focused on transforming everyday digital interactions into approved, objective, and unobtrusive measures of disease activity. Neurocast owns the smartphone app used to collect the typing pattern data in the study. "The dream is prediction," Tuse said, noting that if there is some semblance of predictability, the joy would be to forecast the disease in a similar way you do with weather. The study reporting these findings, titled "Early Warning Signals for Disease Activity in Patients Diagnosed with Multiple Sclerosis Based on Keystroke Dynamics," was published in Chaos, an interdisciplinary journal of nonlinear science. Objective measures of disease activity in chronic conditions such as MS are critical in helping clinicians to track disease progression and assess patients' responses to treatments or interventions. The current gold standard or best available measures for evaluating changes in MS activity focuses on a patient's MRI brain lesions, disability, and motor skills, all of which require clinic visits, a trained specialist, and oftentimes burdensome travel. As such, these measures limit the frequency at which a patient's disease state and progression are assessed, typically to once every 3 months to once a year. This is far from ideal, however, given that MS often shows highly variable disease courses among its patient population and even within individual patients. Additionally, given the nature of the data, these data are analyzed on a group level, the researchers wrote, noting that the method irons out variation on the individual level. Typing pattern data, conversely, are easily assessed measures that can be analyzed on a continuing and individual basis. A more patient-centric and individualized approach could increase the data quality and quantity while improving the lives of individuals living with chronic diseases, the team wrote. In their study, Tuse and his colleagues at Neurocast and Amsterdam University Medical Centers in the Netherlands showed that analyzing MS patients' typing patterns over time may be used to detect potential changes in disease progression. A person's typing pattern, how quickly or slowly the individual types, the amount of time between letters typed, and the number of mistakes made and corrected while typing is unique, and profound variations in this pattern may reflect neurological changes. In chronic diseases like MS and Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, there is inherent worsening over time, Tu said. When it comes to typing, you need all your faculties to do this well. We notice when you have problems with this. The team first analyzed changes in the smartphone typing patterns of 58 people, including 13 MS patients with variations in MRI brain lesions, 21 patients without these changes, and 24 healthy individuals over 1 year. The participants' typing pattern data were passively collected through NeuroKeys, a NeuroCast smartphone app that replaces a user's original keyboard and tracks how what the user is typing and how what the user is doing in a matter of time. These data were analyzed with specific methods called nonlinear time series analysis to identify clinically relevant changes in keystroke dynamics. Results showed that while the typing patterns changed daily for all participants, clinically relevant changes were only observed in MS patients, both with and without variations in brain lesions. The researchers then assessed whether these clinically relevant changes in typing patterns preceded or coincided with clinically meaningful changes in measures of disease activity, disability, fatigue, and quality of life. The findings showed that indeed some of the variations in keystroke dynamics coincided with clinically meaningful changes in outcome measures in both groups of MS patients. Such variations thus might be seen as early warning signals for changes in disease activity of the patient prior to the change occurring. Taken together, the results from this study are preliminary evidence for the use of quantification of change in a continuous, objective, and non-invasive measure as a proxy for change in disease activity and disease status of patients with MS. The team noted that future research should focus on improving this model, assessing the predictive nature of typing pattern changes in terms of disease progression, and broadening the use of this approach to other diseases.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today Multimedia Associate Price Wooldridge.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Ed Tobias, MS Wire. Do you plan to get a COVID-19 vaccine? I do. One is now available to some residents of the UK, and approval in the US of one or more likely will happen soon. Though the US-based National Multiple Sclerosis Society has said only that people with MS should consider getting a COVID-19 vaccine, the UK's Multiple Sclerosis Society has issued specific vaccine guidance for people with MS. A trio of COVID-19 vaccines. The vaccine, approved by UK officials, uses a messenger RNA, mRNA, model developed by the companies Pfizer and BioNTech. The other two vaccines are far along in the approval pipeline. One, produced by the company Moderna, also uses the mRNA model. The other, produced by the company AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford, is a viral vector vaccine. All of these vaccine candidates seek to generate an immune response to SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. But they work differently. The mRNA vaccines use a laboratory-made genetic code of the virus to produce antigens to create an immune response. These vaccines are not based on a live virus. Viral vector vaccines use a weakened version of a virus to generate that immunity. It's not the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Rather, it's a weakened, harmless version of an adenovirus that causes the common cold in chimpanzees. It doesn't cause disease in humans. It's important for people with multiple sclerosis to realize this is not the same as live or live-attenuated virus vaccines that people with MS are generally advised to avoid. How will the vaccine affect people with MS? According to the UK's MS Society, none of these COVID-19 vaccines are expected to cause a relapse or make someone's MS worse. They're also not expected to be dangerous to people who are taking disease-modifying therapies, or DMTs. On the other hand, the Society's website states that it's possible that people on some immunosuppressive DMTs might have a reduced response to those vaccines, at least for a period after a vaccine injection. It would be a good idea to speak with your healthcare team about coordinating the timing of DMT infusions with getting a COVID-19 vaccine. Will you get a COVID-19 vaccine? I plan to get inoculated with a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as I can, following approval in the U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris also have said they will get vaccinated, along with three of the four living former U.S. presidents. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, who is 96, issued a statement encouraging people to get vaccinated, but hasn't yet decided if he'll get one, according to the Associated Press. In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has indicated he may receive the vaccine live on television, Forbes reported.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.